Jeff Hutchison is driving you home. ABC Radio Perth.
This all began with an innocent observation from one backseat driver on our text line yesterday. My daughter says the blowies are biting at trig. And then the floodgates opened. You rang and texted and tweeted me, assuring the doubters that indeed marauding gangs of bucktooth blowfish were biting you in Sorrento, Trig, the Swan River, at Cot, in Alkimos, Lancelin, and even messages swearing there's been an invasion at Waterman's. What's going on? Well, for a start, those little nippers biting you might not only be blowfish, they might be toadfish. Dr. James Tweedley from Murdoch University is something of a blowy expert, and he has blown in to inform us. Dr. James, hello to you.
Hi, Jeff. How are you going?
I would imagine this is the call an expert in your field has been waiting a lifetime for.
It is. It's amazing how such a little fish can cause so much trouble, and it's like the most hated fish in the swamp.
Now, James, is it a blowy or is it a weeping toadfish?
So let's try and give the fish some sympathy here, and let's call it the weeping toadfish because it has these little marks that go down from its eye that make it look like it's crying from all the abuse people give it.
Okay, so it's not a blowy, it's a weeping toadfish, and it's looking so sad because we diss its reputation so often. But with good reason, do we diss the reputation of the weeping toadfish, James?
I've done some work putting prawns back in the river and do a lot of stuff with fishes, and it tends to be the bane of their life because it's very effective at stripping bait from fish hooks. But from an ecosystem perspective, it's really good at cleaning up the mess that other animals leave behind.
Okay, so it sort of vacuums. It does a vacuuming job. The problem that our listeners seem to think is that it's been more than vacuuming. It has been chomping on toes. Are they chomping on toes because they want to eat people, you know, kill us?
No, luckily these fish only get to 20 centimetres long, so it's not that. But the blowfish kind of love sandy habitats, shallow sandy habitats in particular, kind of where we love to walk.
Yeah.
And they eat things like little mollusks, so like mussels and clams that live in the sediment, and then worms. So they like things that aren't moving and are lying on the surface. And so I think at the moment, the blowfish that are in the Swan estuary have gone out into the ocean to breed.
Yeah.
And there's lots of food in the estuary. They're really productive, and there's kind of less food in marine waters. And so my feeling is that they've just come from a place where there's lots of food to a place where there's less food, and yeah, there are some toes in the way.
And here am I just standing in the shallows saying, oh, doesn't that water feel delightful? And then the weeping toadfish says, yes, and you taste delightful too. Dr. James Tweedley is my guest, senior lecturer at Murdoch University and an unofficial blowfish expert. Okay, so they bite toes almost out of curiosity, do you reckon?
I think that they're looking for food,
yeah,
really. And they love those shallow waters where people are. Luckily, their teeth are fused together. They've got two teeth in the top and kind of two teeth in the bottom.
Yeah.
And they're a bit like a parrot's beak. So I've been bitten by blowies many times, and it just feels like getting a little pinch.
That's not what our listeners have been saying, honestly. Unless they're sooks and whiners, they've been quite concerned. Because I think what's concerning them, James, because the phrase marauding gangs was used, are they sweeping into our shallows in considerable number together? Are their numbers unusually high this year?
It's a tricky one to work out their numbers because they're a species that is born in the marine environment, then kind of goes into estuaries to grow up, and then kind of go back out into the ocean again. So they're quite hard to track. But there have been reports of plagues of blowfish in Perth since 1935.
Yes.
The earliest. So I think they just, you get naturally good years where their breeding success is really high, and then kind of they drop off a bit. And every few years, they have a good one.
Okay. So to those people who have been rather anguished by their appearance, your advice is what, James? Like, try not to be bothered by it, have a higher pain threshold, get out of the water a bit more quickly? What would your advice be to people?
If you want to kind of move away from where blowies are, they don't tend to like seagrass. So they tend to like those kind of those sandy bits rather than weedy bits.
Yes.
And they don't like lower salinities. So if you're in the Swan, if you went for a paddle in the Canning River, say Deepwater Point, rather than down in Bicton, you'd be less likely to come into contact with them.
Okay, this is all very useful, and I hope our listeners are writing this down. Now, I also think we've protected our listeners from some brutal truths about some blowfish. Can we spend a moment to talk about the northwest blowfish?
We can indeed, yeah.
Let's get stuck into it, because this is the killer, ladies and gentlemen.
The toe killer, yes. So I said earlier on that the common blowfish you get in the Swan and at the beach is maximum size about 20 centimetres. There is the northwest blowy, the big cousin, if you will, which kind of gets to about 90 centimetres. It's much more longer and a little bit shallower in the body and much, much larger.
Yeah.
And it's still got the same teeth. So that has been known to remove fingers and toes, bite through hooks, that kind of stuff. But to kind of put your viewers at ease, they tend to be kind of out further offshore.
Yes.
So if you're out on the boat, for example, you may run into them. And it tends to be people have encounters when they're fishing.
Okay.
And if you burly up, the blowfish get attracted to the burly.
So there's not much chance a near 3 foot long northwest blowfish is going to suddenly turn up at our metropolitan beaches and amputate our toes for fun.
No, definitely not.
James, I think you've reassured at least some of our listeners, which is what we were trying to do this afternoon. Thank you very much indeed.
No problem. Thanks for your time.
Dr. James Tweedley, a very good-humoured man, explaining that what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen, is a weeping toadfish, and that they've been gathering in great numbers, we understand, since about 1935. So is this a phenomenon? It is this year.
Your stories from your city every day. This is Drive with Jeff Hutchison on ABC Radio Perth.